Most people are well aware that fast food restaurants don't serve the healthiest food options. Generally, people are okay with this because these restaurants are meant to be cheaper, faster options, which naturally results in lesser quality food. Most people are okay with eating from fast food restaurants if it's gonna save them some money or some time. The health issues associated with this kind of food are expected and accepted as it's fast food. Everyone knows that fast food has to be bad for you, right? Well, is that really the case? Or is the food purposely being designed by a certain group of people to poison us slowly? If you take a look at Arby's new commercial, you will see the sinister truth about these restaurants. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the Illuminati Arby's commercial. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know, I just dropped a new Patreon exclusive about a group of elite politicians who were exposed for operating a satanic trafficking operation. If you're a Patreon member, you won't want to miss this one, so check it out after this video. You can find the link to that video in the description. Thank you all. Now let's get right into it. If you're one of the people who think that fast food restaurants are so unhealthy just because it's fast food, you are wrong. While I do agree that burgers and french fries aren't the healthy option as it is, when you buy them from these fast food restaurants, they're not only unhealthy, but they're toxic for you. Made with terrible bad quality ingredients, artificial ingredients, and seed oils that are all horrible for the body. If you look at the ingredients list for a simple burger at any fast food restaurant, you would notice that there's way too many unnecessary ingredients to make that burger. Ingredients that aren't necessarily needed to make the food and are terrible for the body. Most people believe this is done just to cut corners and make more profit, but that isn't the case, as this food will cost the same or less to produce without these toxic ingredients. The truth of the matter is that there's a much sinister reason for these fast food restaurants to be using these terrible ingredients in their food. It's to do exactly what the food has been doing, making people sick and addicted. America has become one of the most unhealthiest countries in the world. That wasn't by accident either. It's by design. What most people fail to realize is that all of these massive fast food restaurants are owned by the same elite who own everything else. The same people who own McDonald's, Burger King, and Arby's are the same people who own Hollywood, the sports industry, and the music industry. It's all connected, and it's all being used against us to dumb us down and control us. If we look at Arby's new commercial, you will see exactly who owns it and why they sell us poison disguised as food. Recently, Arby's dropped a few new commercials with some very interesting imagery. To advertise the return of their potato cakes, Arby's decided to make a few Illuminati-themed commercials. The first thing they did was post a strange video onto their social media, showing a pyramid with an all-seeing eye capstone on top, just like the Freemasons used. Yourself, they showed this Illuminati pyramid with a message written across stating the return is near. As they posted this, they also changed their profile picture to the all-seeing eye. Obviously, this is open Masonic symbolism being used in these advertisements. While this stunt was supposed to represent the return of the potato cakes, the symbolism with the all-seeing eye in the pyramid seems to point to the return of something else. They also posted this commercial called The Orientation, once again full of this Masonic imagery.
Hello, and welcome to the Order of Potato Cakes.
We've seen you in the comments section. Some might say you were obsessive or deluded. Heck, some might consider it corporate harassment. But in the Order of Potato Cakes, we call it passion because you see the world like we see the world. The Order has taken over Arby's social media to ensure the prophecy is fulfilled. Don't worry, they're fine. But the will of the Order has prevailed. And now I can officially proclaim potato cakes are back at Arby's. The only thing missing is you. Our ranks grow stronger each day, but must remain vigilant, as I'm ordered. Now, our time, and the Order of Potato Cakes needs your help. The more you comment at Arby's Potato Cakes, the more you purchase Arby's Potato Cakes, the closer we all get to true potato cake enlightenment. Join us. Help us fulfill the prophecy. And together, we will demonstrate one simple thing to the powers that be. Potato cakes must remain. This concludes our orientation.
As you saw for yourself, the commercial starts with actor Kyle MacLachlan doing the Masonic all-seeing eye hand gesture. The commercial is full of straight-up Masonic imagery. At one point, we see Kyle place an image of the all-seeing eye onto a board, saying the prophecy has been fulfilled.
The prophecy is fulfilled.
In this commercial, we see the same Masonic imagery as we see Kyle find the all-seeing eye in the dirt and raise it to his head just like the occultist Aleister Crowley did. The imagery was pretty much obvious with this one. Arby's is openly showing their connection to the Masonic order. The symbolism is truly out there. It's obvious these commercials have nothing to do with potato cakes. They're using the all-seeing eye for a reason. The all-seeing eye actually represents the ancient Egyptian god Horus. Horus has become the main fallen god, Okotis channel. Okotis believed that Horus will make his return and will rule the new age called the Age of Horus. This is what this commercial is all about. This is why we see Kyle doing the same occult hand gesture as Aleister Crowley, who serves Horus. They try and make all this look like a giant joke, but we are not stupid. We know the same people who own Arby's are the same elite men that own everything else. The same people who are pushing agendas through Hollywood and the music industry. They corrupted the food for the spirit through the entertainment industry, and they're also corrupting our bodies with their toxic food. They are expecting people to blindly trust their food, just like they have been doing. They then laugh at them when they do, mocking them with these blatant commercials. How is this in any way a commercial for a food item? They know people don't even investigate what's in the food, let alone what this commercial even means. Most people won't even care about this or think anything of it. It's not just Arby's showing this imagery either. It's many of these big fast food restaurants. Back in 2017, Taco Bell released their own Masonic themed commercial where the all-seeing eye was hidden in the background and Masonic symbolism was used.
There's a powerful connection between the dollar and Taco Bell. Because it unlocks a world of 20 hidden menu items from breakfast to late night, just a dollar each. 20 items for a dollar. 20 steps on the pyramid. Who's really behind this? Is it the Illuminati or the Bell-luminati? Experience the power of the dollar at Bell.
As you can see, it's not just Arby's, it's Taco Bell, McDonald's, and every other major fast food restaurant. This is the reason our country is dealing with an obesity crisis. The masses are eating food designed to destroy them. Just look at these commercials. They are mocking us, laughing at us while we eat their poison. This is the reason the food is bad for you, not because it's fast food. Remember, the food industry is connected to the pharmaceutical companies. What you eat today will determine what medications you take in the near future. The more junk you eat, the more medications you need, and the shorter your life becomes and the fatter the elite's wallets get. That's why these food items have 50 plus ingredients. That's not to save money or to make it faster. That's to put you on a fixed lifespan. Just think about it. You eat their toxic food and work in their businesses. By the time you're in your 60s and you retire, you have developed several health conditions directly connected to this food that takes you out in the next few years. This Arby's commercial reminded me of a commercial Liquid Death dropped some time ago. Some of you might remember this commercial Liquid Death dropped, where they had a woman straight up doing witchcraft.
Have you ever heard of a real witch summoning demons and trapping them inside ends of water? Inside this very warehouse, it's the entire inventory of Liquid Death and water. Each can is about infused with real demons by a real witch.
A lot of what I practice can be considered traditional witchcraft.
What you're about to witness is very real, very dangerous, and in my opinion, a terrible idea.
We enter into the dark half of the year. Now is the time of the dead. I ask you, spirits, those who are listening, I invite you here. I offer this water as a vessel for you to come into this world. When the cans are opened, you are released. I welcome you. Now is the time of the dead.
Demon-infused liquid death. If you drink it, will you become possessed?
My name is and I'm a witch practicing for 42 years. Through the means of witchcraft, I can affect the outcome of the game. I believe the odds are in my favor to have an effect on the game. Rift has been here since the beginning of time because it works.
As you saw for yourself, this commercial was about a witch doing a ritual on the liquid death water. In this video, she claims that when you open the liquid death, you will be releasing the spirits she's put within it. How in the world is this even a real commercial for water? They are letting us know their intentions, and people are just ignoring it. In another liquid death commercial, they had Tony Hawk admitting to selling his soul and giving his blood to liquid death for a skateboard.
And I recently became an ambassador for Liquid Death Mountain Water. I didn't read the fine print, and now Liquid Death officially owns my soul and my blood, too. Oh, it's very confusing. They're taking my blood, and we're going to use it for skateboard graphics. So they're going to mix my blood into the paint and do a limited run of skateboards using my real blood in the graphics. But the profits will go towards killing plastic pollution and to building skate parks in underserved communities. Yeah, so yes, go to liquiddeath.com to get boards with my blood in it. So wait, if you have my blood...
As you saw for yourself, they are openly putting these occult themes in these commercials made by the biggest companies. Kayak did the same thing, dropping a line of occult-themed commercials as well. In this commercial, we see the same Masonic themes displayed.
Felites. Now we've made travel so expensive. This world-famous resort is the least crowded place.
And no one can afford to.
How'd you get here?
Kayak. They compared hundreds of sites to find a great deal on my flight and hotel.
Our secret meeting is ruined.
Doesn't look very secret.
Kayak. Now that we've made travel so expensive, we have this hotel to ourselves. How'd you get here?
Kayak. They compared hundreds of travel sites to find a great deal on my flight, car, and hotel.
Kayak.
As you see for yourself, these elite are showing us that they're behind all of these massive companies. It's not just the entertainment industry. This is why we can't just blindly trust these companies, especially these fast food restaurants. Arby showed us who truly controls their company. They showed us that just like much of everything, it's a part of their plans. It's important that you stay away from the fast food restaurants at all costs. I know it's difficult, but it isn't impossible. I myself refuse to eat at any of these places as I know the food is designed to destroy us, not feed us. Buy food that deserves to be in your body. Don't let the elite fool you into destroying yourself. Well, I'm gonna end this one here. But before you guys go, I just wanted to remind you to like, comment, and share this video so others may see the truth. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.